Blog Talk Radio.
The mind is coming out to you. March 2nd, March 3rd, 2021. Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, everybody. This is Dub Knight. And I wanted to say that, it's about me telling you about the Dub Knight Matter Part 2 is out to buy on Deezer, Spotify, Amazon. And keep an open mind, to listen to it. You can listen to it on Spotify for free or Deezer. And today I recognize this Grammys night, a night of triumphs where artists, people who are, in the same business I am, professionally like I am, who've been nominated. And I'd like to say congratulations to all the Grammy winners and nominees because, it's a dream. You play an instrument or if you sing or if you spend hours singing or playing an instrument or write a song, make demos, and the lucky ones who get to the Hollywood dream are able to get nominated or receive a Grammy, which is even more impressive. It's about going for that dream. The sad thing is that there are many people out there who are artists and who have never received any recognition for their works. But nevertheless, when you look at the Grammys or think about the Grammys, that's a reminder that to keep going for your dreams, and that's me included, to make them all come true. Because I have been a person that's been through up and down with situations related to creativity. I write about a lot of creative things related to love, and I write a lot of things that creativity related to overcoming adversity. Because I experienced a lot. The highs of love is shown in this song.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
Single's available. It's on the Dub Knight Matter Part 2. And here's another one. It's called Overcoming Adversity. Because the album is a tug of war between falling in love, the ups, and overcoming adversity, which is overcoming the lows. But it's still positive. Very positive.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed to advance and I didn't feel bright. But I sabotaged myself. I got to blame but myself.
Yeah, that is like, you know, country and rock, but it's a rock song. Tragedy is not what I am. And it's about overcoming adversity, you know, because I went through so many tragedies. I've seen people in my own family die, get murdered. Unfortunately, I don't like talking about it, but my own things of abuse, being a misfit, living on the streets of Hollywood, taking me years to get to where to go, and after years of struggle, I was finally able to release a song to the public. And my dreams in Hollywood was under, you know, attacked by the dream killers who said I couldn't make it, and who thought I didn't have the right image, or one, and then at the same time they wanted to say I didn't write my songs, wanted to steal it and undermine my potential, because simply I wanted to be somebody, I wanted to succeed in the music industry and be a success at it. And I was told this constantly, I can't make it, or and then they were another dream-killing machine where they said they were signing signatures with my name on it, fraudulently getting things through fraud. So I went through a lot of bad experiences, and I'm glad I'm still alive because I'm a very positive person. But being positive means I have to talk about these issues, and that's what the song was about. Because I was initially into rock and roll, you know, and then I got into pop, and I really believed that I had to continue with my dreams. And when I look at the Grammys that are happening tonight, to all the nominees and to the winners, that's a showcase of where if people believe in themselves, no matter what age, size, or what time, that they can come true. Yes, it's realistic with the real life perspectives of what's going on in my life, etc. But still, going for a dream to be in the music industry as a professional artist like I am, and to truly be successful at it and to be recognized with a Grammy would simply be a dream come true. But nevertheless, no matter what happens, I had to recognize myself and continue to believe myself that I'm a good artist and still have the dream to continue to create. And no matter what the naysayers say and et cetera, I had to register my songs with BMI, ASCAP, the two song licensing organizations. I had to do things to make sure that I had control of my music as well as able to talk about it and express it honestly and authentically. Because the goal of music is to create. And I wrote that song about overcoming adversity. Then I wrote another song that was about love. You know, again, you know, there's a tug of war that I have. I noticed with my songwriting, but it was just the process of what I was going through. And here's the other song, I Want You.
About my time on earth.
song is on the Love Night Matter Part 2. And I Want You is about wanting to fall in love with a soulmate. As a singer and as a songwriter, it was a joy to be involved in that song. Now, my voice, I guess I experimented with the vocal parts in more ways than one. And that's my way of expressing it. It's a good thing what I did because it's the process of writing a great pop tune, which is orchestrates what I really intended it to be, which is to go for that dream to be a great pop singer in the professional world of the music business. Unfortunately, while I try to write about love and what love is all about, I also had to deal with the breakups of love, unfortunately, and this dance song called I'm Over You. Music, me as an artist, or me as a songwriter, you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter, at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. Writing about adversity was the process of observation, where people judged me by the way my size, the way I look, and said that they didn't think I could make it in industry. It was one incident where I was in a jam band where we were singing pop and a variety of different songs, and they didn't want me as the lead singer. The band didn't take off because the band wasn't intending to be a professional. I wanted to be professional. So I was just jamming on my way because I had two compilations that I released to the Hollywood scene, and I got nowhere with it. And I was jamming with them. But I kept doing what I needed to do, and I kept singing and doing what I had to. So I experimented with rock because I was also not only a pop singer, I was a rock singer. And it's about my experience of being judged and criticized and people who wanted to take advantage of me and undermine my potential to prevent me from being in the music business simply because of their jealousy and their wanting to take advantage of me. And I couldn't let that happen. But at the same time, I realized how ignorant they were because they really didn't understand that it was normal for me to be. Really normal for me to be unique. They did, but it was really about how the way I look. So I hope that we don't go by look, because it's about how good you can sing or rap or how good you can write or how good you can play. And that should be what the music business should be about. So I continue to believe, as I've written the lyrics, I had a hard life, but I overcame it. I am not destined to have my heart broken. And here's another one. Was about hearts, broken hearts, but in a good way. Judged for being unique by the way I look, but in spite of it all, I kept believing, because it's believed that I can still be an artist and still be a professional and still go a long way to making my dreams come true. So when I look at the Grammys, that is the epitome of where being a nominee or being an artist or where my dreams can happen and come true. However, no matter what happens, I did make it into professional business, in the music business, and continue to believe in thyself. Create and believe. Because I can't let the dream killers take my dreams away and become a tragedy. I had to become a happy person and become a triumph. So creating is the way for me to be who I need to be in order for me, my spirit, to be set free. Thank you for listening, or whoever's listening. And remember, like I always say with each show, may all your wishes come true, like all mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy on this planet. I'm glad one of my wishes have came true, which they found the vaccine for COVID. May God bless you all. No matter where you come from, no matter what you believe, no matter what religion you are, we are all God's children. good day, good night from Dove Night.